This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the My Smart Puppy Minute. This is Sarah Wilson, and in this episode, we're going to go over three tips for getting your puppy to fetch. It is so much fun to play fetch with dogs. It is one of the universal games that both humans and dogs love. There are ways to make that game easier, and here are three of them. When you're starting to teach your puppy how to play fetch, start in a hallway or toss the item toward a corner. Either way, you want to make it very difficult for the puppy to run off on their own with the toy. That way, really, they have no choice but to come back in your direction. Next, the minute they pick the toy up, praise them from the moment they pick it up. It's good puppy, yay, good puppy. Clap your hands. Really encourage them to come back to you. Good, good, attaway, good. And if the puppy spits the toy out along the way, just go silent, as if you turned off a faucet. So it's good puppy, yay, good puppy. You're not angry. You just stop the positive input instantly. The more instant you can be, the clearer it will be for your puppy what it is you like and what it is you don't like so much. If they go and pick it up again, you start up again. Good boy, what a good puppy, attaboy. Lastly, don't focus on grabbing the toy when the puppy comes back to you. When the puppy comes back to you, what you want to reward is the puppy coming back to you. So the puppy comes back to you, you pet him, you cheer him on. Good, that was so good. What a good puppy. That was great. Good, good puppy. Use your hand gently. Try to develop the skill of being enthusiastic with your voice and gentle and calm with your hands. It takes a little while, because usually our hands match our voice at first. But you want to be gentle and stroking with the dog's fur when you're praising them enthusiastically. Otherwise, with a puppy, if your hands are excited, they tend to get really rambunctious and they'll start to jump around and mouth and get crazy. So calm hands, enthusiastic voice. You want to praise them for at least 10 to 20 seconds when they return to you. Then casually take the toy and do it again. If, when the puppy comes back to you, you just make a grab at the toy, that's a great way to teach the puppy to stay just out of reach, because they don't want you to grab the toy. So remember, play in an area where they really have to come back in your direction. Praise them the moment they pick up the item until they're all the way back to you, turning off that praise like a faucet if they drop it. And then, when they do get back to you, pet them, praise them, let them know just how pleased you are that they came all the way back. After that, gently take the toy and play again. Do it this way, and pretty soon your puppy will run out, grab the toy, and run back to you with a wagging tail, really happy and enthusiastic. And you will have a lifelong fetcher on your hands and a lot of fun for both of you through the years. If you have any questions at all, please stop by mysmartpuppy.com and ask us at our forums. We are moderated, we are friendly, and we are there to help. Now, go out, play some fetch with your puppy, and come by and tell me how it goes. Have a great week.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.